came to this earth to stand against the religious.
Amen. Don't you love him today? Amen. I'll make sure I've got my notes. I want to talk a little bit about, and if you want to say anything, Gina, you're more than happy to stop me and say, hey. We were in Woodland Park in Colorado this whole past week. We drove up there Monday, like a 12-hour drive. And the more people you travel with, I've learned, the longer the trip takes. People take shifts in needing to go to the bathroom. That's what I've always noticed. But anyway, so it's about an elevation of 8,500 feet. It's called Karis Bible College. Andrew Walmick's ministry is up there, and it's right at the base. This Woodland Park is about 8,500 feet. It looks right at Pike's Peak, and there's snow on it. But this week there was no rain. There was no adverse weather. It was just like in the mid-60s. And as I say a few more things, I just want to say that what I got from this, it was in some wonderful worship. We have wonderful worship here, but there I don't have to worry about anything. Just join in, huh, Gina? Gina doesn't just join in and worship with people like faith, amen? So it was a minister's conference. But you think of a minister, what do you think of? Just some guy, I'm wearing my suit or my blazer today because we had a baby dedication, right? So I got to wear that. But I saw people from all types and different walks of life, didn't we, Gina? Besides getting to spend time with my lovely wife, which I enjoyed that as much as anything. I really did, with my wife. I met some people. Now, if you got a picture of Ty, you guys know Ty Hefner, he spoke here. Has it been a little over a year ago now? Alyssa's son, right? And so we got to spend time with him. Who remembers when he spoke here? And so he was dressed much better than me. I was up there and was freezing in 65 degree weather. I don't know why, but I had to wear a sweater about the whole time. Could be my haircut. And so Ty, he is a trainer there in their call center. They take in calls. People for salvation, people in need, people in desperate need of prayer. And so I got to visit with him. It was a blessing to visit with him. And then I met a guy. I want to show that. Can you show the next picture? I just want to some different people we met. This guy's name is CJ. And he lives in somewhere in southern Ohio. And he told me his testimony, his eyes are welling up with tears. Until 5 years ago, his life was a mess. He says, I was your typical cowboy. I was drunk all the time, or looking forward to getting drunk. And he said, my life was a mess. And he says, I was in my house. He says, I was at a low point in my life. And he says, all of a sudden, I hear this like country twang voice talking. You guys know how Andrew Walmack, right? And he said, I heard this guy talking with a Texas twang or whatever, and as he's listening, something catches his attention, and he's talking about God. You've already got it. I'm talking about God. He says, I was raised Methodist. And he says, but I never could get the gospel. He says, I couldn't behave. Are you kidding me? And so as we talked to him, and he told us about how he'd heard Andrew Walmack preaching, and he goes and he heard him. He's in another room, and he says, I don't know how he... Never heard of him, never seen him. I don't know how he got on the television station that it was on. He says, I never knew. So he says, I walk in that room and I see this guy who has a belt buckle like me, got Wranglers on like me. And as he preached the gospel, he says, I gave my heart to the Lord right then and there. And he said, and now he's in southern Ohio, and what he does is he goes around to rodeos and events like that, and he holds church meetings. Evangelistical meetings. After these events, he invites him to church. And as God's using him, just 5 years removed, a mess, telling them that I was a mess, and if God can change me, he can change you. And so to see him as his eyes, as he just his testimony, I said, man, and just a normal person, God just started speaking to him, and all of a sudden, they're asking him to come to rodeos and different events and say, will you hold that church service again? Because we're having such a great result from that they're inviting him. What an awesome thing. Another guy, a couple, he's now like 80. Just normal husband and wife. He was in the military. He was a big dude. And he was now working somewhere in Africa where they are working and getting girls out of sex slavery. He says young girls, 7 and 8 years old, being sold into sex slavery. And so going, he tells the story when he started doing this, though, how God used this. As he was bringing some girls in, but this is all they've ever known. They're shown in the love of Jesus, but this is all they've ever known. And so one girl that had lived in the home that they had, I don't know how many, now they have like 200 churches that they've started. All these different orphanages and things coming just by saying yes to heart for young girls. But I would never imagine this. Never thought it, but just having a love for those girls. And so he had these girls in his home, and one of them ran off and went back to prostituting. That's all she knows. And he said the Lord spoke to him and told him exactly where this girl was. So he went into where that girl was. They're like in tent and camps. This is impoverished. And he goes in there and he takes that girl out of bed. She's naked. And the guy that she was with said, I'm not going to have any of that. So he came at this guy and he just knocked him out. And then all these other guys came at him and he just knocked him out. But what that did is it showed that girl the love of a father. And so as those guys came at the wrong dude, because he just laid them out. They never messed with him again. He says, that opened the door for my ministry. As they saw me standing up for this young girl, giving that girl value. Giving that girl value. She saw it. Somebody who'd never had any value, even too young to even know what value is, sold into sex slavery, and then starting this ministry, and God doing a powerful work. I've never been so happy to hear about people getting beat up in my life. You know what? Sometimes a good whipping will change your attitude. That's all I'll say. The good old days, huh? And so just seeing different common people, what it was just nice to be around people of like faith. Say, by God's grace, not perfect, but just stepping out and saying, God, you know, God, what can I do? Having something in their heart and God doing in the impossible. Aren't you glad that God does the impossible? As I want to read something. It wasn't on my notes, but I want to read Psalms in a second, Psalms 37, because I think it's perfect for our service today. You know, I was amazed as me and Gina went through the Navajo Indian Nation, the darkness and the fear that we sensed. I think maybe we went through, Gina, I don't remember, it was Tuba City, but I'm telling you, there was such fear there. We stopped there, and you were afraid to even get gas if you weren't masked up. You couldn't go in any store. You couldn't do anything. You would think that this whole thing had started last week or just a few days ago, and you could sense the darkness and the fear with no answer. One thing I realized as I saw that, it blew me away. It's like, God, Jesus, you're the answer. This whole thing we're dealing with is bondage and fear. I saw it very clearly as I was on the Indian reservation. It broke my heart. We couldn't go in a restaurant. Nope. Couldn't go anywhere. Just had to pass. We went to use the restroom, and they said, wait, hey, you got to have your mask. We just shot into the bathroom because it was a long ways to get out of the Navajo Indian Nation. And as soon as we got out of the bathroom, I said, hey, you can't be in here. It was amazing. It's amazing the bondage of fear of what it does in one's life. We live in a situation now where you're people losing their job, but let's let everybody across the border. I'm sorry I have to say this right now. People being coming across the border, but if you won't take the jab or you don't do this or you don't believe in that, you're going to lose your job. That is such hypocrisy. That is absolutely hypocrisy. I'm telling you right now, I don't care whether you've taken a shot or not, but I'm talking about the right of Americans. Freedom. This is about taking freedom away. This is about shutting people up. This is about shutting down the gospel of truth, because if we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, we wrestle against principalities. What does the enemy want? He wants people in bondage. He wants the church shut down. Last year, like 12,000 churches closed down in California that'll never open up again. But at the same time, someone like Mario Murillo, who was in New York, it was raining and nasty, and over 3,000 people came out in a tent that holds 1,200. Miracles. People giving their life to Jesus. So you're seeing God do wonderful and powerful things in the midst. Can God give us a word today as we stand up? This has got to be part of our theology. Because it's not going to end tomorrow. We got to keep standing up. We got to keep declaring the truth. And we're going to see people coming to the Lord. We're already seeing people come to the Lord. The bondage of fear will make people desperate. The bondage of the fear of shortages will make people desperate. But let's read this. Do you love the Word of God? Psalm 37 is 40 verses. Do you love the Word of God? This was written by David when he was an older man now. But he had lived a lot of life. He'd seen a lot of things. So this is coming towards the end of his life. And then David, remember our series? I think it was 8 weeks on King David. You remember that? So I'm going to start reading that. It says Psalms 37, 1 through 40. It says, "Do not get upset because of evildoers. Do not be envious of wrongdoers. For they will wither quickly like the grass and decay like the green plants." See, I think we're going to see some decay in the ungodliness that we're seeing now in our country. But see, it's not truth. It can't save, it can't change, it can't deliver, it can't bring you joy, it can't bring you strength, but our gospel can. There are people who are going to see that things are going to decay and die. I believe that with all my heart. How about you? God always has a remnant. God always has a people that want to stand up for the truth and declare the truth. And talking to a couple young men recently, these exact things got them to open their eyes. They're saying, wait a second, something's not right here. Something's not right here. And as fear began to grip their hearts, the things that were taught years ago in Sunday school by their family began to come forward, and they gave their hearts to Jesus. They could see that. And Pete, so don't underestimate what God is doing in the land right now. He's doing great things. We got to keep standing up. We got to keep declaring. We got to keep pointing to Jesus. I was going to say we might need to knock a few people out, but I'm not going to say that. Oh, I did. I'm sorry. You'll have to interpret that the way you want to. Some of you are going to say, oh, he's just joking. And others are going to say, he's got a good point. Let that seed fall where it falls. It says, trust in the Lord and do good. Verse 3. Live in the land and cultivate faithfulness. Oh, you hear that? Delight. 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Live in the land and cultivate. Cultivate talks about farming and seed. We talked about seed. Your heart. Allowing the Lord to touch your heart. Allowing the Lord, as you hear the word of God, go deep in your heart. See, there's fruit that the Lord wants to bring forth. But fruit comes from what? Seed. You can only have something from a seed. Amen? If you go out and work in your garden, everything God planted once, right, when he created the world, and after that, everything by seed, amen? By seed. We'll get into, you and I, we're seed. Verse 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. You know, even during everything we're facing right now, let the Lord speak to you. Let his spirit and his word nourish you. Let him speak to your heart and say, Lord, things that you placed in my heart, they can still happen. Don't allow the things that are going on around you to put you in a microscope and just focus on the bad. Yes, we're aware of it. We speak against it. But know that during this time is an opportunity for God-given dreams, visions, callings to come forth. It's during these times like this that we need those things more than ever. People saying, Lord, what can I do? Lord, the things that you placed in my heart, they're going to start coming forward. Things, dreams, things that planted in a heart long ago. But delight yourself in the Lord. Meaning say, Lord, I'm not going to focus on the things that bring fear to me. I'm going to devote my thought, my time, my mind to those things that are good. Those things that are righteous. Those things that bring deliverance. Those things that bring joy. Those things that bring encouragement in Jesus' name. Verse 6, it says, He will bring out your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. You know, I see that even in the middle of struggles, God's bringing people out of struggles. God brings people out of struggles. His righteousness, His working in our life starts coming forward. Amen? Is the church here this morning? God's righteousness is coming forth in your life. This is a day and age where God is breaking bondages and chains. Amen? People have had enough of it. And the power of God, the power of His Word breaks bondages and chains. Nobody else can do it but the Spirit of God. Only the Spirit of God can set you free. He will bring out your righteousness as a noon light. People will see what God has done and is doing in your light. Amen? In your life. I love this verse 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Do not get upset because of the one who is successful in his way, because of the person who carries out wicked schemes. We see a lot of wicked schemes going on right now. But I believe that God's going to bring these wicked schemes to an end. I really, you know, these things I spoke last week and Wednesday, these things have been brought to the light for a reason, so they can be exposed. Darkness doesn't like light, but light drives out darkness. So don't, when you see these things coming to light, we're like, what in the world? These things are ready to be like a toilet being flushed. You know that what's in a toilet's not good. That's why you flush it. So Lord, we thank you that you're flushing out wickedness, bringing people to you, setting the captive free, changing hearts. So when you see these things have been come to the light, don't despair. Don't despair. Wait patiently for them. We're going to see some of these things as we stand up for truth. God's doing some things. Remember Gideon, don't you? Man, they were in despair. Man, their country was being ruled by the Moabites. So they raised up an army. And what did God say? He says, you got too many people. Let's get it down. So he pared it down to a 300. And God wiped out an army of over 100,000 people, maybe 200,000. Who wiped that out? God. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. See, we walk in the supernatural. God desires us to walk in the supernatural. The things of the flesh won't change things that we're facing, but things of the Spirit. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. How do you fight things from the natural that are spiritual? Our standing up for the truth, our declaration, as God raises up people, there's going to be people that are going to be running for offices. As God exposes things, even in our voting system, I get, Lord, how are we going to change this? I don't know, but I know He can. Supernaturally. Do you agree with that? God can change those things. As we stand up and see the salvation of the Lord. I'm telling you, we are seeing the salvation of the Lord. Verse 8 says, cease from anger and abandon wrath. Do not get upset. It leads only to evil doing. Now, there's a righteous anger, but I've talked about this before. I'm talking about just a seated, seething anger that controls your life, that blinds you. Walk in His love still, for God is love. It says that the anger of man does not bring about the righteousness that God requires. It can make us act irrational. There's a holy anger, I get it, but if you're sitting and just stewing in it, you can act irrational and become blind. Let us not be those that are irrational or blind. Razor sharp with the Spirit of God. Razor sharp for what He's doing. Razor sharp in saying, God, what have you placed in me to do in this day, in this hour, in the United States? You love Him today? 10, yet a little while and the wicked person will be no more. and you will look carefully for his place, and he will not be there. I stand upon this word right here. The wickedness I see going on in this country, there's coming a day where I will not see it. Because this country belongs to me. This country belongs to you. This country was birthed upon Judeo-Christianity. This was land was given to us. So I'm not going to stand by and just say, oh, it's gone to pot. It's too late. If it's too late, then I don't want to be here next Sunday. I said, if it's too late, why be here? I'll just go hang out and hide. But it's not too late. Hallelujah! Verse 11, but the humble will inherit the land. Listen to this. But the humble will inherit the land and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity. Woo! Abundant prosperity. His blessing on our lives. Aren't you glad for his blessing on your lives? Did you know he wants to bless you? He's our Father. He loves us. He wants to bless us. It doesn't matter what a natural father did or did not do. He's your creator. He made you. He wants to bless you. It is godly to desire to be blessed. I said it's godly to desire to be blessed. If you don't think so, then I don't. You go about your way. I believe in his blessing. How he loves you and I. Religion says he can't bless you. Religion says everything has got to be completely hard. I'm telling you, life is hard enough without me adding to it. I was a religious person that would add to it. Had to beat myself up. I remember one morning hearing, as I got up, I heard the scripture saying, the mercies of the Lord are new every morning. But because of my religious believing, I pushed that away. I said, that can't be true. I've got to do something to pay for my sin. Some act. Some contrite action I've got to do. Not realizing I just could have received that right then and said, yes, Lord, thank you. Yesterday is gone. Doesn't matter what happened yesterday. Today's a new day. Your mercies are new every morning. I receive of that, Lord. I do that now. The Lord doesn't have to bring it to my memory, man, because it's always there. The mercies of the Lord are new every morning. The mercies of the Lord are new every morning. Playing that in my mind. Playing that out of my mind and it finally coming out of my mouth to those around me. Verse 12, the wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes at him with his teeth. The Lord laughs at him. Ha! The Lord laughs at him, for he sees that his day is coming. Do you hear that? His day is coming. The wicked have drawn the sword and bent their bow to take down the afflicted and the needy, to kill off those who are upright in conduct. Their sword, listen to this, their sword, this is for this hour, brothers and sisters, I believe this. Their sword, in verse 15, will enter their own heart and their bows will be broken. Hallelujah. Better is the little of the righteous, verse 16, than the abundance of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord sustains the righteous. I said the Lord sustains the righteous. Do you know Jesus Christ is your personal Savior? How he loves you and I. If you want to be righteous before him, then let him touch your heart and say, I believe, Jesus, you are God. I believe that if I will confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that he was raised from the dead, that he will wash my sins away. He will come and dwell in me by his Spirit. He will change my life. He will radically change my life. Will there be some ups and downs? Yes. But you know what? He lives in me. Bring it on. In this world you'll have trouble, but be of good cheer. Jesus said, for I have overcome the world. Have an attitude of bring it on with his Spirit. Amen. An overcomer. David said, I can scale any wall. God's Spirit's so strong in me. Any wall. Watch me. That was the Spirit of God working, even before the new covenant, the Spirit of God working in his life. How much more now that the Spirit of God, that he's written his law on our hearts, that he indwells us 24/7, that you're one-third wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. Amen. That you're born again. It's amazing that by faith we're born again. You don't have to join the church. You don't even have to be baptized. That's just an action of showing the rest of the world what God has done on the inside. Well, we love baptismals, though. We love celebrating, especially with snacks. Hmm. 18, the Lord knows the days of the blameless, those who know Jesus, and their inheritance will be forever. His inheritance is with us now, and his inheritance will be with us forever. His blessing is on our lives now, and it follows us into the next world. Amen. Verse 19, this talking to you and I, they will not be ashamed in the time of evil. And in the days of famine, they will have plenty. Listen, that's the promise of God. In the time of famine, they will have plenty. I'm standing on that. I'm not saying I don't prepare for what could be coming or what could happen. But I know he supernaturally has taken care of me through the years, and he's going to continue to supernaturally take care of me. His word promises that. I'm a supernatural being living a supernatural life. If I start just depending on my capability, I learned a long time ago I'm in trouble. But when I lean on his capability, man, he works all things to better to good that them that love him and are called according to his purposes. It may look bad, but he's going to turn it around. It looks rough. I might have made some mistakes, but he's still with me. He's turning things around. He's my rear guard in the back. Amen. I got the sword of the Spirit, the word of God. Amen. Declaring the truths of God. The shield of faith. That nothing can harm me. Nothing can harm me. Things can come against me, but that shield of faith says, I'll keep going forward. I'm ready for a fight. I'm ready for a fight in the Spirit. They, in the famine, they will have plenty. How many people here say, Lord, thank you for plenty? Lord, thank you for plenty. I don't care what's going on or what's going to happen. Thank you for plenty. Father, thank you for, Lord, I more than willingly say, Lord, I put my dependence on you. Lord, I put my dependence on you for more than plenty. I will not fear because you are with me. Hallelujah. Verse 20, but the wicked will perish. And the enemies of the Lord will be like the glory of the pastures. They vanish. Like smoke, they vanish away. Father, we thank you for wickedness vanishing in this country. I mean that. He loves people. But I'll show you in the Bible, when people stand in the way, God knows how to move people out of the way. He's done it throughout church history. Amen. Verse 21, the wicked borrows and does not pay back, but the righteous is gracious and gives. In this time, it would be easy to say, man, I got to hold back everything. I don't know what's coming. Let me encourage you more than ever to be a bigger giver than ever. I said it last week. You cannot outgive God. We'll talk more about some sowing and reaping. You can't outgive. Be a giver. This scripture says right here during this, the theme of this thing, King David saying, hey, I have experienced everything, many enemies, many trying to kill me, many trying to take me out and my own undoings. But here God saying, hey, even in the time of famine, his people have plenty. That's a promise for you and I. Amen. I'm going to stand upon that promise. Will you? Lord, let us stand upon that promise. But the righteous is gracious and gives. Why? Because God blesses them. He takes care of all their needs according to his riches. Where? Well, I'm a supernatural being serving a supernatural God. So how he brings that to me, sometimes I'm amazed. But nevertheless, he brings it. Different avenues. We trust him. He does amazing things. Amen. Verse 22, for those blessed by him will inherit the land, but those cursed by him will be eliminated. But those cursed by him will be eliminated. You believe in him. We're not cursed under the law. We're walking in the favor and in the same blessing that Abraham had. Abraham's my father. Did you know, if you know Jesus, that Father Abraham is your father too? And it says in Galatians that the blessings of Abraham belong to me. I said the blessings of Abraham belong to me. That's what happens when we serve a supernatural God. Amen. Verse 23, the steps of a man are established by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Thank you, Lord, that you establish our ways. Amen. God leads our paths. If he doesn't lead your path, he wants to. He wants to. Verse 24, when he falls, that's talking about the righteous person, he will not be hurled down because the Lord is the one who holds his hand. When we stumble and fail, aren't you glad that he has our hand? Aren't you glad he doesn't reject us? Aren't you glad he doesn't say, go to your room and when you learn your lesson, come back out? Aren't you glad that he grabs us by the hand, picks us up, says, come on. You skinned your knees. That's okay. Come with me. I still love you. Sometimes after failures, your biggest victory and time of growth is right there. The time you want to give up and you just put your faith in him and say, he still loves me every bit as much today as when before I even failed. And in this failure, he still loves me just as much. During that time, when you put your confidence in him, you're ready for growth. You can guarantee that's going to be growth. You can guarantee when that's when God is going to reveal himself in a greater way to you and I. Right during the middle time of that struggle, I'm still coming forward, Lord. I'm not going to let my struggles keep me from church. I'm not going to let them keep me from relationships, Lord. I'm not going to allow myself to turn in and not be a giver. Lord, I'm still going to move forward. When you do that, God will be your confidence. You'll be amazed at those things that you struggled all of a sudden start disappearing as by faith you walk right through them. And that's exactly how it works for everybody. Everybody has struggles. Everybody has weaknesses. Everybody still has things they struggle with. They still have sin in the flesh they struggle with. But I am the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. He sees me as pure and clean in him. Do you see yourself that way? As blessed and healed. And God coming out of you to others because of who you are in him. Don't wait for you to get your act together. Satan will make sure you never get there. Because he works through imperfect people. He loves to work through imperfect people. Ask King David. Amen. Amen. Verse 25. I have been young. And this is where we know he was an older man. This is from David. Verse 25, I have been young, and now I am old. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his descendants begging for bread. Do you hear that? That's a promise. You can take it to the bank. I said, you can take it to your spiritual bank and cash that. You can take that to your spiritual bank and you can cash that. You put that scripture and say, Lord, I will not ever be begging for bread. I don't care what happens in this nation, what kind of fears they try to put on me. You are my provider. Hearing stories while we were up there in Colorado, those who said, hey, I'm not going to be told what to do on a shot or a mask and lost their jobs. And God supernaturally put him in different places. God takes care of his people. They just said, forget it. My God will take care of me. Amen. Verse 26, all day long, this is talking about you and I. All day long, he is gracious and lends. And his descendants are a blessing. Have you been calling your descendants in? Have you been calling them blessed? Hearing more and more stories of people bringing in young people. They didn't even go to a church service. Just something from when they were young. God bringing things back up. God has a way to do those things. Not even in a church service, and all of a sudden, you'll get a call, and the conversation will change. You'll just notice a little difference there. You just keep planting that good seed. Speaking his love and truth. Don't say, hey, when are you going to get your act together? Many of us learn that doesn't work. But speaking his love and his truth, we're seeing him come home. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Bringing young people in by the hordes, by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. As Marilla had over 3,000 people in the pouring rain, as he's declaring the gospel and people are getting healed. People that are just being healed as he's speaking. That's God's power. That's God's revival. Where people showing up in the cold pouring rain, man, you know that they've given up. Their fear is driving them to the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Give me a few more minutes. This is good stuff. Attaboy, Chad. And it was just yesterday as I started reading this, I'm saying, wait a minute. I'm going to believe in the promises of God for my nation and declare the promises to my nation and tell people, lead, follow, or get out of the way. I'm not trying to be rude, but we're at that time. Amen. 27, turn from evil and do good so that you will dwell forever. It's time. The people are repenting now. They're looking to the Lord. Amen? Amen. Amen. 28, for the Lord loves justice and does not abandon his godly ones. You hear that? This promise after promise in this chapter. They are protected forever, but the descendants of the wicked will be eliminated. Lord, we thank you for people coming to you right now in this country in leadership or being eliminated. When I say eliminated, I said move out of the way. Lord, you do that and you're going to do that. He's going to do that. He did that in the book of Acts. Herod taking praise, a leader taking praise. They were saying, you're a God. It says the angel of the Lord struck him and he died. Worms ate him. That's New Testament. God will move people out of the way if he wants to. Who am I to say who he moves out of the way? I love him and I speak this truth and his love, but if God needs to move some people out of the way to get people saved, to restore this nation, then so be it. And I'm not saying that out of heart of anger. I'm saying about what I see in Scripture, what God has done. I didn't hear of anybody saying, poor Herod, when he was eaten with worms. They were saying, man, I'm glad that guy's gone. Amen. 29, the righteous will inherit the land and dwell forever. 30, the mouth of the righteous utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks justice. Justice, we got to stand up and say, this is wrong. At school board meetings, this is wrong. When you have our own government now trying to consider mothers at school board meetings as terrorists, there's something wrong. But it's okay to burn the cities down. That's okay. See how twisted that is? That's what ungodly hate does. That's what ungodly hate does. Aren't you glad that you're godly and you don't hate? You can still speak the truth in love and let God give the Herods the worms. That's all I'll say about that. 31, the law of his God is in his heart. His steps do not slip. The new covenant, he put his law within us. Amen. His law dwells within me, leading me and guiding me, telling me which, go this way, do this, don't do that. Take this job, don't take that job. Don't move here, don't do that. He wants to lead and guide us by, because we serve a supernatural God. We can hear his voice. I said we can hear his voice. A supernatural God leading us. Aren't you glad? It takes a lot of the pressure off when he's the one leading and guiding you. I said it takes the pressure off when he is leading and guiding you. Remind us, Lord, to allow you to lead us. Amen. Not to get up in knots and get worried. And up at night going, what am I going to do? You ever been there? Give it to the Lord. Trust his promises. The promises of God are yes and amen. 32, the wicked spies upon the righteous and seeks to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand or let him be condemned when he is judged. Did you hear that? I don't care if they're listening on my phone. My God is protecting me. I listened to that scripture right there. Right there, the Lord will not leave him in his hand or let him be condemned when he is judged. The wicked spies upon the righteous, and he seeks to kill him. Can't kill me. I'm not dying until the day the Lord wants me to go. I'm going to live a long life. How about you? That's promise. This land belongs to you and I. Amen? Amen. 34, wait for the Lord and keep his way. Why we're praying and standing up to wait for it. Look for the signs. God's doing things. God's bringing people to him. Wait. Wait for in the waiting, trust him. In the waiting, don't get anxious. In the waiting, keep worshiping him. Keep declaring his truth. Amen. In this waiting, Keep sowing good seed, amen? Keep doing what God would have you to do in this waiting, then suddenly it's begin to happen. The waiting isn't forever. It seems like forever sometimes, but God is already showing us he's doing things. Keep his way. 35, I've seen a wicked, violent person spreading himself like a luxuriant tree in its native soil. We see a lot of that right now, don't we? Then he passed away, and behold, he was no more. I searched for him, but he could not be found. I'm praying for that for our nation now. All of a sudden, people opposing God, opposing the our nation, all of a sudden, they're not going to be found. He can do that. These are the promises of God, what David said. I saw that happen with my own eyes. As though that opposed God. Those who opposed truth could not be found. Amen. 37, observe the blameless person and look at the upright, for the person of peace will have a future. Amen. Sowing in peace. Sowing here in peace. Sowing in peace with one another. Walking in his love. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. 37, observe the blameless person and look at the upright, for the person of peace will have a future. Amen. 38, but wrongdoers will altogether be destroyed. The future of the wicked will be eliminated. Did you hear that? 39, but the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. Amen. He is their strength in time of trouble. Let me read that again, 39. But the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their strength in time of trouble. He's our strength in this time of trouble. Amen. He is our strength. Do you believe that? In verse 40, the Lord helps them and rescues them. Thank you for rescuing us, Lord. He rescues them from the wicked and saves them because they take refuge in him. Can I have the worship team come? I won't be able to get to my sermon today. Pastor Lee, you've never done that, have you? You know, I could go on. I won't do it because of time as the worship team quietly plays. I was going to read about in Acts 9, the conversion of Paul. Man, that guy was like this, you know, the guy who was leading the threat against the church, the number one guy leading the threat against the church was Paul. Getting letters, getting authority to take and have people murdered, have them thrown in prison. Everybody was hiding from him, running from him. And then Jesus knocks him off his high horse. He says, Paul, what are you doing? He says, Lord, who are you? He says, I'm Jesus, and you're persecuting my church. Read it. He says, how can you kick against the goads? Doesn't that hurt, Paul? And then Paul goes in Damascus. He's blind for 3 days. And a man that was in prayer named Ananias, God says, hey, go pray for Saul. He was named Saul then. He says, are you kidding me? That guy's trying to kill us. He says, don't worry. He's my instrument for righteousness. Wow. Well, we thank you for the instruments of righteousness we have right in this room here. I may not be a Paul, but I'm his instrument for righteousness. And it says, when Ananias laid his hands upon Saul or Paul, it says the scales fell off his eyes like fish scales. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for fish scales dropping off of our eyes, if there's any. You can, in Jesus' name, to know your truth, your love for us. Lord, that we would give and understand that we can trust your promises. Lord, we can trust your promises. We can be givers in this time. Even as it seems scary, we hear news stories about shortages. Father God, I'm going to be a giver. It says that you're going to take care of me. Even during famine, all my supplies will be met. That's a promise. Do you believe that promise? Father, we thank you for those scales. The promises of God is what drops those scales. The truth of the new covenant, those scales will start dropping off our eyes in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you for those that are opposed to the gospel. Father, we thank you for those that are going to be born again, that vehemently oppose the gospel, that the scales are going to fall from their eyes. They're going to give their lives to you, and they're going to be an instrument of the United States coming back to you, Father God. We declare that. We speak that because that's in your word, Father God. We thank you for those that are being saved now. We thank you for those that are being saved in the future, Lord, that are going to be used greatly in the kingdom of God in the United States. Who are going to say, I used to oppose the gospel in my position of power in the government, but now I am radically saved following the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to fear me anymore. I love him. Lord, that's happening. Scales dropping and falling off in Jesus' name, Father. We thank you in our own lives. The way you have scales to drop off and fall, say, Jesus, I give you my life. Lord Jesus, I know you love me. Forgive me my sins. Come and live inside of me. That's how the scales begin to drop off in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Father. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are mighty, Father, in you, Father God. We have weapons of righteousness in our left and our right hand. Father God, we got our fist up and say, bring it on in Jesus' name. Empowered and bolded in you in Jesus' name. On fire for the gospel. Being changed, standing up during this time saying, you want to fight? Bring it on. Because greater is he that is that lives in me than he that is in the world. Would you stand up with me right now? Father, how we love you. Do you love him this morning? Father, we thank you for power. Father, I pray that meekness that we have in our lives, and where the spirit of this world would say, shut your mouth, no more. No, Satan, shut your mouth. Enemy, shut your mouth. And Father, I thank you for the blessings on my life. That Lord, I can trust you. Lord, I don't want to be knotted up and balled up and saying, what am I going to do? But my heart turns around saying, I'm a giver. During this time, righteous sowing seed. We'll talk about it next week during this time. Sowing seed, supernatural, because you're a spiritual being. So when you're sowing seed, you're sowing spiritual seed and getting a spiritual reward from that, a spiritual crop. Father, thank you for that. Thank you for that, Lord, how we love you. Worship him for a minute, Father, as we before. Thank you, Father. I belong to you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, thank you for using me for your glory. Father, thank you for strengthening me. Amen. It's a quiet bunch in here. I was with a bunch of loudmouths this week. It's okay to lift our voice and say, thank you, Jesus. I receive. Lord, I receive from you, Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in my life by faith. Even as I was up there in Colorado, just some things where the enemy tries to hit you. What about this? What about that? And finally, I just said, Lord, I just trust you. I can't do this on my own, the different things that the enemy bombards us with. I just give it to you, Lord. I give it to you. Lord, I just give it to you. In the first place we start out is giving your heart to Jesus Christ. He loves you. He died on the cross for your sins. But it didn't stop there. He was in the ground for 3 days. And then he rose from the dead. And he's at the right hand of the Father. And he's coming again for you and I. That's our God. How he loves you. He wants to give you of life and blessing. A life in truth. He wants to live through you and change you radically. Come out of the darkness into his marvelous light. As we're going to sing, we'll worship, we'll have a song. And during that song, you can go ahead and be dismissed. I'll pray. But if you want prayer, we're going to have a prayer team up here. If you need prayer, someone to agree with you. Or if you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, or recommit your life to Jesus Christ, I would love to pray with you. Today is the day of salvation, Paul said. Today is the day of salvation. Don't let it slip by. Don't say, I'll do it some other day. I'll do it another time. Let it happen today. Don't allow the enemy to win over your life. Put up your dukes. Put up your dukes. Hey, Lord, you're fighting through me. You're fighting through me. Father, I just pray for your blessing upon your people. You receive that prayer blessing? It's a blessing that goes beyond just knowledge or what we've read in the Bible. All those things are good. It's just saying, Lord, I receive from you a blessing for my home. Lord, thank you for blessing my home. with a spirit of peace, a spirit of strength. Lord, thank you for blessing my home with joy. Lord, I thank you for driving anxiety out of my life. Lord, I thank you for driving discord out of my home in Jesus' name. And Father, I declare the peace of God because he lives in me. And Lord, so I choose to walk in that peace. I choose to walk in that strength. I choose, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and a sound mind. Lord, we go with that today. We love you, we honor you, and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. Thanks for coming to church. Woo-hoo!